you doing down there? Dancing alone. Welcome to the People of Portland and Beyond, episode 27. Today in studio with me is Andrea Vidrine, and she's working with what studio?
In Hiatus Studios.
Yeah. So when did you start working for In Hiatus Studios?
I've actually known some of the people of In Hiatus for a while. They're some good friends. But yeah, I've just been working on the latest compilation. It's called Shards Volume 2. And that is actually just released earlier this year. So it's kind of hitting the comic circuit. They're actually participating in WonderCon this weekend. So it's kind of exciting. But I actually was able to help out when they were in town in Portland at Rose City Comic Con. So it's a good time. Nice. Yeah. And a whole new world for me, for sure. So, yeah.
And how was it at Comic Con?
It was awesome. It was a little intimidating. I'm kind of shy and I'm slightly introverted. So being around all those people, and it was a little intense, but it was nice being there with friends, showing Portland what we've been working on. Yeah, very proud of what we did. It's a whole new world for me, and yeah, I'm just happy to be a part of it. So yeah.
So thank you for this gift, for this mug. It's pretty cool. Where'd you get the idea? It actually reminds me of Liquid Television, MTV.
Oh, well, I've actually, I don't know, that was one of the first kind of illustrated faces I did, and I kind of, yeah, it's actually a painting, and then I just kind of was trying to think of different ways to kind of, you know, get my work out there, and I don't know, I had the idea of maybe just doing it on a mug. So yeah.
What other mediums have you used besides mugs?
Yeah, I've done t-shirts, I've done like some like handkerchiefs, kind of just one-offs. I haven't really had anything like mass marketed or anything, so yeah. I struggle with, I guess, you know, monetizing everything that I do. Like, I have a background in graphic design, so I'm kind of trying to go more in a fine art way, but I don't know, I feel like for me as an artist, I really struggle with the business aspect of what I do. I can paint all day, every day, but when it comes to monetizing and making a living just off my art, that's what I really struggle with. So yeah, I'm happy to try this out and be a part of a graphic novel series. It's very exciting. And just seeing what my friends are doing, it's, you know, very inspiring to pursue it more, you know, seeing what can be done with hard work and working every day and sticking with it is like really important. And no matter what you're going through in life, like, you know, your creativity is, it's there in you. And I have to remind myself of that. Remember why I'm here in Portland, why I've traveled this far, you know, to not get bogged down by the daily grind. And as an artist, I'm sure you can relate. It's, you know, not just going to a job that you aren't happy with, getting in that routine of the everyday struggle that a lot of people deal with. For me, I was lucky to have a family that was supportive of my art, even though they still don't really, I don't think they really understand me fully and why I'm doing what I'm doing and why I'm here in Portland. So not losing sight of who you are and what you want to do and like what your dream is, you know, that's really important. So
do you ever break your vision if somebody wants you to do something else with your art for maybe commercial reasons?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, like, this is like the biggest collaboration I've done with friends, and it's definitely been a struggle for sure. Even just looking at it now, like, it's, that's something that I'm realizing, like, you just have to kind of let it go, like, it is what it is, and just focus on the next thing and be proud of what you've done. For me, especially now, I'm kind of living and working in the same space, so I'm kind of not able to break free of what I'm doing, you know. So I struggle with that for sure. Yeah, it's difficult not to get consumed, you know, sometimes. So
I'm gonna have to wholeheartedly agree with you on that one. As far as how you first started art, what was your first art piece? Did you use crayons, watercolors?
Oh gosh, my first I mean, I've been like, I come from a family of artists, so I've always been like coloring. I don't know, I still have some old Care Bear coloring book sheets, so I guess I started coloring.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to school, the Art Institute in Houston, so I kind of started, I guess, using ink and stuff there, more digital, but when I really started, I guess, is when I moved to San Francisco, using like the kind of the style I'm doing now, incorporating different natural elements and stuff into what I do, is probably like my signature style, I would say. I did some painting back in Houston too, traditional, more graffiti, stencil-esque, I don't know what you would call it, but moving and to a new city and exploring a new place, it brought something out of me. And moving to Portland only inspired me more, or I hate that word inspired. It drove me to look at my art in a new way because I'm in a new place. So I feel like it takes it up a level in a way, makes me think differently. And experiencing the weather here, the seasons, it was just beautiful. Yeah, I feel like my art has grown in a way. It's different. I often struggle with even new concepts, new ideas at times. I don't want to be just a one note. So I've been doing how I've been painting here for about 2 years, like using different rocks and found flowers, found objects, whatever I find in what I do. And now I struggle with, is this it? Or like, what is that next step? And I feel like working with my friends on this graphic novel has kind of made me think about storytelling in a different way. I've kind of been writing more and trying to, I don't know, if I did tell a story, like, what would it be, you know, and incorporating words, typography, images, I mean, whatever I'm taking in, in like a new, fresh way. Like, that's what I always, I don't want to be like, oh, you know, like, I don't want to plateau. And I feel like, I guess everybody feels like, has that fear, right?
Yeah.
You, I don't know, for me, I
we've all seen it with bands and musicians. And I don't know if the public, like, decides for them. We're sick of you. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, as with art, you know, that is art. It's like you do it and you move on to the next thing. So I feel, you know, like with music, it's just a reflection of where you are in your life.
Yeah.
So for me right now, I feel my reflection is kind of where I'm at. And that's kind of at a lower, it's lower in a good way, because I'm kind of figuring out who I am again here in the city. And yeah, like, I'm not the person I was when I moved here. So,
yeah,
and that's okay. And yeah, I'm sure a lot of people experience, you know, life here. It's not a plateau, you know, like, this is a weird, fun city, and it's,
yeah,
I don't know. I guess I'm still pretty new here, so I'm still trying to figure out my place. And
you feel you've grown as an artist, and now your art basically is reflecting your individuality and your personality better than ever before?
Yeah, and it can be kind of scary. Uh-huh. Like, just looking back at some of the stuff I've done, yeah, it's definitely a reflection of my experiences and my life, and the people around me, and my environment, this environment that we're living in today, like in this country. So
before you worked with In Hiatus Studios as a contributing artist, were you with other studios before that?
No.
So this is a great experience for you?
Yeah, it's a good experience. It's been a challenge because I'm not in San Francisco with them, so it's you know, like, I haven't had that closeness, which is okay, but yeah, it's difficult just communicating, you know, through emails. So
how did you end up linking up with them?
Well, they're close friends from San Francisco. Yeah. So
you're originally from San Francisco?
I'm originally from Houston.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how was it like growing up in Houston?
I mean, I kind of grew up in Katy, Texas, which is kind of like a little bubble outside of Houston. But then it was all right. It was a bubble. It was a nice city.
How often did you hear gunshots?
Gunshots? Where I grew up, there weren't any really gunshots.
No stand your ground law and all that.
No, Katy's kind of like, it's like an oil bubble. So okay. Like,
oil bubble.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's, you know, pretty well off.
In what ways growing up?
Excluding me.
In what ways growing up there did it inspire you as an artist?
Well, I feel like I had a lot of challenges growing up. And so I feel having adversity in your life can take you down a couple different routes. And I was lucky to channel that in a creative way.
Yeah, I think if you have too good of a childhood, you're not, maybe unless you're Ben Folds or something, like the music won't be as primal. I don't know.
Yeah, to each his own, you know? Yeah.
What kind of music do you like to listen to while doing art?
Oh gosh. I like all kinds of music, to be honest. It's really hard to decide. I love reggae, rocksteady, ska, punk.
Do certain pieces call for certain music? Like if you're working on one thing, like I have to listen to this genre because I feel like this piece.
No.
No?
No, it's not like that. I usually just put on whatever I feel like listening to.
Indie, you ever listen to?
Yeah, I mean, I like all kinds of music. I do have Spotify.
I'm gonna have to send you my link then.
Okay.
Always pushing it.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah, music is definitely like an inspiration. I'm definitely a progressive illustrator, and yeah, music is definitely a huge inspiration for sure.
Yeah.
So.
When was the last time you were at the studio, and did you see like your art displayed in the studio?
Oh, in Hiatus?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've participated with them at Comic-Con here.
Yeah.
But I haven't really been back to San Francisco since I moved here. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited to go back eventually and check it out and reconnect with friends and stuff for sure.
Yeah.
So,
was there a teacher in high school or middle school that helped you develop your arts style? Was it more less academic, more just teaching yourself?
I would say, I mean, my grandmother is a huge inspiration to me. She's a painter, classically trained oil painter. She's a huge inspiration. I mean, through school, I had some good teachers. I don't know. I feel like my art is just random. Honestly, like the way I came about doing what I'm doing, it's just kind of, I mean, accidental in a way almost. I don't want to say I'm inspired by just one person. I'm inspired by a lot of people, but if I didn't have like my grandmother in my life, I don't know if I would be pursuing art the way I have been. Yeah, I don't really want to just name one person. If that's, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I do love, I will say right now, I'm very, well, I've always been into Ralph Steadman, but I feel like the way our country is, the polarizing news every day, and I feel very drawn towards his real illustrations of people. Like, I'm a big people watcher.
Oh yeah.
You'd observer.
Like the window of my apartment.
Yeah, for sure. Even just like getting on the bus and just observing people and just taking in those moments. It's different. And I feel, yeah, like being able to do that and take it all in is, it's a good thing. I don't, and that's what I'm dealing with now is like looking at my art and maybe reflecting some of those images, you know, in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. My art right now is very abstract. So
that's what I was going to say. It looks like you're doing a lot of abstract pieces. Did you start off doing abstract?
I mean, I kind of started off doing more like graphic imagery.
That's Portland
very
inspired.
Static images.
Portland has made you want to do abstract, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm kind of finding my style always. So yeah. I went to design school. I didn't really go to like fine art school. So I'm pretty much like self-taught. So yeah, I'm always exploring, trying new techniques. Yeah, I really do love ink and water. I love the flow of it. The brightness of the colors, or just, you know, a graphic image. I'm always drawn to black and white for sure, but it's fun to explore, you know, a full palette. So yeah, it's, I don't know, every day is
you really like the color blue. Is that your favorite color?
Oh, I don't really have a favorite color. Okay. My favorite, well, yeah. I would say my favorite color is black, but it's not a color. So, yeah.
Nice.
I would say, oh man, I can't pick a favorite color.
Is there any artists you really looked up to growing up, or that your style may come similar to?
I mean, I love Van Gogh. It's definitely an inspiration. I love Aubrey Beardsley is a huge inspiration as well. The graphic quality, the darkness, the grotesque. I love all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are so many artists. It's really hard to, like, you know, break it down and name that. But, yeah, I would say, I mean, Van Gogh is a huge, that would be, like, probably, you
yeah.
know, main.
I really like this piece, Where the Rainbow Ends.
Oh.
It's really cool. Where did that come from? Like, it looks like a road and that looks awesome.
Yeah, I mean, those, a lot of my Instagram is just kind of like a look into my process. A lot of the photos just are process photos, so I don't know if people are aware of that. You know, I do finish all of them, but the final images really aren't on Instagram. So I do have a lot of art that I'm trying to put together for a show, or, you know, even just have people over to my studio. I feel like that disconnect between like a consumer and an artist, like, I feel like Instagram is a good way to meet people, to like break that ground, you know, if you're an artist and you don't have your work up anywhere. But you're still producing. So it's nice to like give someone a look into my world. I mean, and my world is pretty much just my apartment and like a desk and maybe a nice light. So it's kind of just a weird look into what I'm doing. And it's, I think that's where I struggle now, is just reaching out to people, or if anybody likes something, it's like letting them know, hey, like this is available, and no, it's not in a gallery, and no, I don't really just want to sell a print, but if you would like a print, maybe we can work something out. So I feel like as a consumer, it might be intimidating reaching out to an artist to be like, hey, can I buy this? Like, if it's not available, like, if there's not like a buy here button, like, you know, that it's okay to reach out. And maybe that's something as an artist, like, I want to try and work on too, is just being more vocal through social media or through whatever avenue, about that, you know, that this, you know, is affordable, you know, it's not something that, you know, you couldn't have in your living room or wherever you would like it, you know? So I think that's where I struggle, because I didn't go to fine art school and I didn't graduate. So it's...
Are you still interested?
In graduating?
In, or... like, going to art school? Never too late to learn.
Yeah, I mean...
They say that you learn the ways of famous artists just so you can break those rules. Do you believe in that?
Yeah, that's definitely a design term.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, I love that quote. I think that was actually David Carson, right? Who said that?
I don't know, but...
Okay.
I love that quote, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would be great to take some classes, possibly, but I also like connecting with other artists and just, like, you know, painting together or, like, working together. I enjoy that.
How often do you do collaborative work?
Not often enough. Yeah. So, if anybody...
Do you ever collaborate with non-artists?
Non-artists?
That would be difficult, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, if somebody, like, I don't know, wanted to try and, like... I think everybody is an artist. Everybody is a creative.
Would you ever do abstract art on body painting? Like,
I've never done body painting.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I believe the body is beautiful. I've done face painting before. At like a children's festival. But nice. Like, I've never done any body painting.
It's a really cool Netflix show. RuPaul hosts.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, awesome. It's a Skin Wars. 3 seasons. Unfortunately, it's canceled, but phenomenal show.
I haven't seen that. Is that, like, makeup? Like for...
Skin Wars is body painting. It's, like, a reality show body painting, so everybody gets eliminated.
Oh, and it's, like, I'm, like, theatrical, right? Like, I think I have seen a couple episodes, because it's, like, I mean... I forget the term, like, for what they're doing, right? I mean, it's, like, movie makeup and stuff, like, special effects, right? Stuff like that?
They'll spray paint on the bodies, and they'll just, like, also just paint on the body. And any design, basically, it's, like, a contest. So they'll give you a theme, and everyone will do that theme.
Oh, okay.
So it could be anything, really.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
It's really freaking awesome art. I mean,
nice.
If we ever hang out, I'll show you an episode.
Okay. Cool.
Where do you think art, like, the greatest art comes from?
The greatest art. Oh, wow. I mean, I don't know. For me, I would say through experience.
Yeah.
You know, through, I would say through experience. I feel like for me, looking at art, something draws you in,
yeah.
You know, a connection. So, yeah, I don't know. I am an artist, but I also appreciate art. So it's, yeah, I would say it's something that you connect with, you know.
Yeah. Truly from the heart, like songs and music can't be like technical.
I think it can be technical for sure.
I mean,
but you know,
the soul in music, it's like Ingvae Malmsteen. He's technical and he'll play the fastest lead guitar you ever heard in your life.
Who is that? I don't know.
Ingvae Malmsteen is like supposedly he plays lead guitar faster than any human being ever did. He's a guitarist from like the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's
really technical and his songs, you know, you don't really hear soul in them. You just hear, like, you hear something amazing, but there's no, like, true soul inside of it. I don't know. The singer I never really liked.
Oh.
So
it's just,
I'm thinking in art, like, they could do everything right, painting the lines, but if they're not truly coming from their heart or soul, like, you'll see that. You'll feel that. Is that true?
I don't know. I mean, I think art can be deceptive as well. Sorry, I'm like hearing music. I don't think that's true. I mean, for me, I do try and paint something every day, and sometimes it's more from the heart or it's more just an emotion. So, I don't know. I feel like every art emotes something. So
yeah,
Yeah.
Have you ever done graffiti?
Not really. I mean a little bit, but
do you appreciate it as an art style?
Yeah, I appreciate all art.
Even tags? Like just through name and script?
It's an expression. Like I know it, you know, it's yeah, I feel like it's a form of creative expression, to be honest. So it's somebody...
If someone pees in the snow, is that creative expression?
Totally. Awesome. Yeah.
Can porn be creative expression? Can that be art? Why is it not classified as art and more dirty?
I mean, that's just the stigma of our culture.
So you believe it can be art?
I believe that the body is beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't...
Have you ever heard of Picasso?
Heard of who?
Picasso.
Picasso?
Yeah.
No, who's
guy
that?
Guy paints with his penis.
No, I have not heard of him.
Is he a real artist? Or that's his medium?
I mean, if, you know...
It's expression, right?
It's totally expression.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to down Picasso. Like,
I know.
He's doing art. So, I mean.
You do have a true profound appreciation.
I appreciate.
Yeah.
Anybody who has, like, the nerve or who can put themselves out there. Mm-hmm. Anybody who feels the need to express themselves in any way. I don't promote violence or anything, but I feel like this day in our country, we need a creative outlet because there are many, like I said, many other paths to take. And having the freedom to create is important for our future. So that's how I feel. I feel like we're at a time that we're able to do that, especially with the legalization of psychedelics, with the studies being done
With ketamine with psilocybin. For depression and stuff like that.
Ketamine for depression.
Have you heard that?
Like, no, I haven't heard of ketamine being used for depression.
Ketamine clinics now where they cost so much money, like for an infusion, it's like $1,000 or something, but like, every 3 weeks, if you're depressed, they'll have you in for a ketamine infusion. It's been curing depression under doctor's strict supervision.
I don't know about ketamine. I do believe in psilocybin. I believe in cannabis. I believe in like microdosing.
Have you done that one doing art?
You use psychedelics?
Like a microdose? Does it help art sometimes?
I mean, I feel like expanding your mind in a controlled environment is okay. And at this day in our country, we're lucky to have these studies being done and have them legalized. And it's important. It's important for kids. It's important for people who suffer from illnesses that can be treated in a natural way, as opposed to prescription drugs. So I feel like there are natural alternatives to Western medicine. I'm lucky to be in a state that allows that to happen.
So you're into naturopaths over...
Yeah, definitely. And it's nice that insurance covers that here in Oregon. Fortunate to
that's
have that.
True. Is that an Oregon thing, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Right. Coming from Houston, it's not available there, you know?
Yeah.
And I struggle seeing my family... on, you know, certain medications that I don't really agree with, but I'm not a doctor, so they don't really, you know.
I've turned down some medications that Western medicine doctors have suggested to me.
Yeah.
Which would have been much worse if I had not researched myself.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're trying to kill you based on, you know, the formula that they've been doing it by. And I feel like a lot of doctors do not put the time in to see, like, how your body is actually reacting to something. Like, why would you look up based on statistics of people that are over age 60 and then suggest to a 40-year-old that same medication, you know? Yeah. They don't take these things into account.
Well, I feel like, you know, there is a formula that doctors follow, and sometimes it's hard to look at everybody differently, even though, like, everybody is different, you know, every body, every mind, everything. So sometimes, you know, if, you know, you are a doctor and you're seeing so many clients every day, I imagine it could be difficult to take the time sometimes. And, like, yeah, you know, I don't really know. I just know how I feel.
They do like to prescribe the opiates, though.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, that's our system that we're in. And
I'm sure some of them are very helpful. I have not encountered any of these, though.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor hater, but
from what I know, they're very addictive. Uh-huh. Yeah, so, yeah, I definitely don't agree with the way medication is prescribed sometimes, especially if it's something that can be as easy as changing your diet.
Oh, you know?
I feel that food is medicine for sure, and that's something moving from Texas to California.
GI doctor, they won't even suggest to change your diet before, you know, scheduling a $2,000 colonoscopy, because that's what gets them the money, not you changing your diet.
Right. But I think it's also a lack of education in, like, the dietary field for doctors. I've watched some documentaries, and I know that it's not really prescribed, you know, like, in the program. Like, you learn about everything, but when it comes to diet, it's something that a doctor has to learn on their own. So it's, you know, it's something that they have to believe in. And, yeah, you're not going to make a profit from telling somebody to eat more carrots or something, you know.
It's
it's different, but I feel like medicine is changing, and there are a lot of doctors who agree, like, that, you know, like,
yeah, some of them are starting to come around. First you think, you know, CBD oil, they were like, what? Now they're kind of considering it.
Yeah,
though I still feel like, you know, health insurance companies are going to frown upon the fact if you tell your doctor that you smoke cannabis. I don't think they're going to be too happy about that. They're going to probably treat it the same way they treat cigarette smokers, you know?
Well, I feel like now that cannabis is becoming legalized, it'll be more accepted, but it's also going to be tampered with in the way that cigarettes are, you know?
Yeah, big weed's coming.
Yeah.
As soon as it's made federal, there'll be a Marlboro or, you know, Newport or something.
Yeah.
And they'll start putting additives and chemicals, you think? Crazy.
Yeah. It's corrupt.
What kind of video games do you play? Do you play any?
I really like old school, like,
Tetris?
Racing games. I do. I like, Tetris for sure. I like racing games like Excitebike is like
one of my playing Excitebike on the Switch, because there's an emulator.
Nice.
me and my brother and my friend, we used to create custom Excitebike tracks.
What?
Yeah, nice. So you could make the jump so high that your biker went over the ceiling of the screen and it would come back on the bottom.
Oh, and nice.
It was way funner when you could make those crazy jumps.
Like, very cool. I do remember, like, going out of the screen. That's pretty rad. Yeah. No, I haven't. I mean, I actually found a, like, old gaming console at CC Coffee. Mm-hmm. They have one there. That nice. Was exciting. But I do like, like Quarter World, like all of these, like, places here in Portland that have, like, the old school games. Yeah. That's kind of what I'm into. I'm, like, grew up in the 80s. So
have
it's
you been
like
to Ground Control up the street?
I have not been there yet. Yeah.
We're going.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like more like old school, like Mario Kart, like all the old games.
What was the first Mario Brothers you played?
Mario, the first one?
The Super Mario Brothers 1 for Nintendo. Like, I'm impressed, because a lot of people are like, oh, I didn't play Super Mario World. Or
yeah, Mario and Duck Hunt. I really like Duck Hunt.
It's a great game with the light gun.
Yeah.
They don't really make video games with, like, shooting and stuff like that. And it's interesting how the NES launched with, like, a shooting game.
Yeah, so weird, you know? That's funny.
Peripherals are not really, people don't use them. They just use a video game controller most of the time. attach rate for peripherals is like 10 or 5%, so it's not good. I'm using video game terms now.
You lost me a little bit.
Attach rate being, you know, whoever gets the original system, like, attach rate to accessories would be 5 to 10% because hardly anybody buys them, basically.
Oh, okay.
So, it's not really worth it. PSVR is taking a long time to catch on, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're sticking with it, thankfully, unlike the Move controllers. The motion controllers didn't really work at all back in 2011. Neither did 3D. Just a fad.
Yeah.
Would you ever do 3D art? You remember that in the 90s?
3D art. Yeah. I mean, that would be kind of rad.
Did you used to see that in the mall? Like, you know, when you had to cross your eyes. Yeah. The mall rat scene?
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, I feel like my art... It's kind of like that. Like, that's my favorite thing about doing abstract work, because, like, I see things in it, but it's interesting to see what other people see in it. So, yeah. I've had the idea of kind of, like, digitizing or animating some of my art.
Nice.
Like, doing that. But, yeah, other than that, I haven't. Yeah, I do remember those. I could never see it. I could never, like, cross my eyes and, like, see whatever was there. So, yeah.
Did you have, like, open-minded parents who weren't too strict?
yes and no. I mean,
yeah.
I grew up, I was raised by my grandmother and my mom, so I didn't have, like, you know, the typical, like, upbringing, but I was definitely, raised Catholic, so definitely, like, come from a strict, like, religious background.
Yeah.
But, like I said, they're always very open and accepting to my friends and about what I wanted to do, you know. Yeah, I was fortunate to have the family, like, that I have. So, there are a lot of people, you know, who don't have that. So, I try just to be thankful for the life I was given, you know. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
What sound or noise do you love?
What sound or noise do I love? I love the sound of the ocean for sure. I like quiet.
Yeah.
I would say the ocean for sure. Or like the sound of like breathing. It's nice too.
Do you like ASMR?
What's that?
That's a new thing on YouTube. It's like close-up sounds of people like this and stuff. It's really gross.
That's not a favorite sound of mine. Yeah. is that like cognitive therapy in a Maybe. Way? I think I have kind of heard of that. Like meditative sounds in a way, right? Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I'm either like noise, like, you know, music full blast, or, you know, give me ocean sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Would you ever do anything else besides be an artist? Like, what, anything else would be fun for you?
I love, you know, creative environments. I've always wanted to, like, learn how to play the steel drums. That's kind of, like, something I'm interested in doing.
Yeah.
It would be fun to, like, I don't know, play music would be really cool. I'm also like kind of writing in a way, so I feel like, yeah, my experiences have kind of, I don't know, opened me up to new creative paths. It's just meeting the right people and, you know, to make that happen. So, and just sticking with it, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. What do you clean first? Your room, your desk, or your car?
My room, my desk, or my car? Well, I don't have a car. So, and my desk is in my room. So, I'm a pretty clean person. Like, really? Yeah. So, it's, yeah.
Does it disturb you when you see, like, something dirty in someone else's place?
No. No.
Not one to correct people on grammar and things like that.
No, that happened to me growing up. My grandmother is an English teacher, so I got that growing up. So I try not to be like, I don't want to be like that, you know? So yeah. I appreciate everybody's, what's the word? Linguistics? What is the word for that? Like, the way they speak.
Yeah.
You know,
Their dialect.
Yeah, their dialect. There you go. Mm-hmm. So, no, I'm not. I don't correct people.
Probably an extension of how you can appreciate all art.
Yeah. I mean, I try not to judge people, you know. Yeah. Like, hi.
Now that's Lucy you're meeting.
Hey, Lucy. What's it short for that you said?
Lucrezia.
And what's Lucrezia? What is that?
It's from this video game, Final Fantasy VII spinoff.
Okay.
Yeah. It was Vincent Valentine was the main character. I think you'd like that character.
Actually. That's a pretty cool name.
Yeah, he was like a vampire or something.
Oh, nice.
Ever played Final Fantasy VII?
No.
Great game. Lucy agrees as well.
Yeah. Mm. Nice.
Did you ever like... besides t-shirts, like what else would you put your art on?
Besides mugs? T-shirts. Well, I don't know. Walls? Yeah, I mean, I would like to do murals for sure. Like, enjoy doing the one I did at my place.
Yeah.
But it would be fun to, like, do that for sure. Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, I'm kind of open to all forms, you know. I don't really have, like, one idea in mind,
you
know.
What kind of mediums have you used in art?
I've pretty much tried...
acrylic.
Yeah, I do mostly like acrylic ink, but I've done watercolor. I haven't really messed with oil at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I've done digital work, but yeah, I mean, mostly ink, acrylics. So
nice.
Yeah.
Would you ever do like a clay sculpture or anything like that?
Yeah, I think it would be fun to, like, kind of, like you said, do more 3D art. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I haven't really broken into that yet.
What
but
about
it would
photography?
Be really,
like,
yeah, I love photography for sure. Yeah.
Get into the manual settings and stuff?
Yeah, I haven't really picked up, like, an SLR camera or anything in a while. I mean, all my photos that I post are just from my phone. So it's, yeah.
Maybe try like a time-lapse app. I've done one of those and I put it outside my window. I don't know what kind of view you have, but that's really fun to do things like
that's
that.
That's cool. That's a cool idea. Yeah, I don't really have much of a view. Mm-hmm. So
you could actually put your camera on while you're doing art and time-lapse the art, and that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I kind of do that. I kind of have just like a very simple setup happening that I kind of have done like some time lapse videos, but
very cool.
Yeah, it's just knowing like what to put out there, you know. Yeah. It's challenging sometimes. So
there's also twitch.tv. you could do art streaming for people.
Twitch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's mainly video games people playing, but there's also people that work on their art, which could be a good way to get followers and stuff.
Nice.
I'm not sure if the art section's too filled up. The music is so oversaturated that you're lucky to get one viewer. So
yeah.
Art may be different, though.
Okay. Twitch.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice. Just need a laptop and you're streaming, basically. So it's pretty
nice. Cool.
How often are you doing black and white pieces?
I don't know. Whenever I feel like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have, like... it's whatever strikes, you know. Like, I don't really have a preconceived concept of like what I'm doing. I mean, I do have like some conceptual pieces, but for me daily, it's just how I'm feeling. And yeah, I would say it's not really anything like set in stone or anything. So yeah.
You reading any good books lately?
I've picked up some good books. I haven't really finished one in a while. I would say World Walk.
Okay.
Have you read that?
I haven't. What's it about?
So it's by Stephen Newman, and it's pretty much about his journey walking around the world in the 80s.
Okay.
He kind of walked with just his backpack and just depended on the generosity of people.
Vagabonding.
Pretty much, but like in a very, I don't know, it was a very interesting, humbling way he did it. And so it's, yeah, just his story, and he even has like old letters that he wrote like to people and from people, and yeah, it's really, really good one.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? I don't have a favorite movie.
Are you into books over the medium of television and movies?
I don't really watch TV.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would say it changes. I'm a very visual person.
Yeah.
So I definitely, I like, you know, movies and all of that for that aspect, but
could it be a distraction to your art?
Yeah, I feel
I find
like
that, yeah.
Yeah, it could be that, but it's not that I don't enjoy it.
Just not feeling it sometimes. It's,
yeah.
I think you like being active more, is that it?
I do like being active, and but I can also just like, you know, I don't mind taking a nap. So
what do you like to do when you chill? Just read a book or something, take a nap?
Yeah, I mean, I do. And also sketch. Like, yeah, I enjoy like going to parks and stuff like that. Walking my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Mount Tabor.
Do you get inspired by the Mount Tabor, like to draw something from there?
Yeah, picture. I mean, I definitely like the light, like light through the trees is definitely an inspiration. I enjoy the shadows throughout the day, like the way the light hits everything. And that's something I really like about Portland is like the seasons here. I've never really experienced that. I mean, coming from Houston, it's kind of like everything, it's either hot or cold. So it's like, you know, thriving or dead. And then San Francisco, it's, you know, ideal weather all year round, except for July, where it's like, you know, 50 and you're freezing.
Yeah.
But yeah, Portland is, it's definitely been an experience like none other. So it's, yeah.
Would you ever want to do figure drawing or portrait, like a portrait art session?
Yeah, I'm definitely into like figure drawing and rough sketches, and I'm into like features, like body features. I don't know, I feel like, you know, my art can take a more figurative route if I wanted it to.
Yeah.
And I have done some weird body images just using like shells and rocks, and that has like been kind of interesting. I've even done some like facial features. My stomach is grumbly.
Speaking of which, what do you like to eat around Portland?
Oh man,
tired,
what do I not like to eat in Portland? I swear I gained like the Portland 15 when I first moved here. That's what I call it. I love Vietnamese food.
Favorite Thai place?
Favorite Thai place?
I ask like every guest.
I don't have a favorite Thai place.
Sweet.
Tie Me Up was really good, but I don't think it's there
That's
anymore.
That's an awesome name.
Yeah.
Really applies to the Portland Kink scene. That's funny.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. I love Luke Lock. The place is amazing.
I've been there.
Yeah.
It's cool. Like, I love sushi around here.
Yeah, I like Japanese food. I don't really eat fish.
You ever had parasake? I've been asking people that.
Parasake?
It's so good, yeah.
Is that sake?
Yeah, it's just pear inside.
Oh, pear sake.
Yeah.
No.
I had it at a sushi place around here.
That
so
sounds
good.
Amazing.
It
I
was really
pears.
Good. It's like alcohol is supposed to burn. No, this is good.
Yeah, it's cold, right? Or is it hot?
Yeah, I think sake is cold when you, when you give it to you.
Well, you can get it hot too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your favorite cut of sushi? Like, I like sashimi.
I don't really eat fish.
Oh.
So,
you're vegetarian?
No.
Okay.
I just don't.
You like burger places around here?
Yeah, I could eat a good burger every now and
then. You ever been to Brunch Box? Little Big Burger?
I've been to Little Big Burger.
It's good stuff. Truffle fries.
Yeah, those are really good. I like rosemary on them too, right? It's like rosemary.
Yeah.
Truffle. Yeah.
They got some good little burgers.
Yeah.
It does suck when they're playing some annoying hip-hop, but other than that.
No, I went there. I think the last time I was there was during like the Mardi Gras parade last year. That was pretty rad.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
All I remember was the Pride Parade and trying to get home for like an hour as they blocked off all the streets downtown. Yeah. I was like, nice. I don't even care why you march now. I just want to go home.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. There's so much good food here. I love this lake. I feel there's like a southern vibe when it comes to food here too, which I like the good barbecue and stuff mm-hmm. like that for sure. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was really fun having you in here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've never done this before, so it's
yeah.
pretty fun. Yeah. Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. Oh my god, my stomach.
I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart, read how many times I saw you. On my silence, I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If you want to go ahead and subscribe to the People of Portland and Beyond YouTube channel, that would be great. And also, please leave a review on iTunes so we can actually get seen in search results.
I can hear the music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling, knock three times on the ceiling if you want. Twice on the pipe if the answer is no.